Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB. I'm chatting with Lawrence Rolston, President and CEO. Now, Lawrence, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, February 24th. It is drill results from the 2020 exploration campaign at this American Creek project in the Golden Triangle. Now, anyone who was following the stock saw a big drop yesterday. Clearly, the market was disappointed, quite disappointed with these drill results. So, Lawrence, I need to ask you, from some of our prior interviews, and you were discussing what you saw visually in the core. The company even came out with a news release that said you were very encouraged with the at least visual results in the core. And also based on some of the surface work and historic drilling where we did see high grade results, what happened with these drill results? What went wrong here?
Well, Corey, fair question. And I'm glad you're bringing it up. Look, you know, our geological team looked long and hard at this core. And in fact, they brought in a senior geologist who had been involved in the previous drilling that hit the high grade material. And the conclusion was that this material looked exactly like the material from the previous drilling. Now, clearly, it was different. We didn't get the silver values. There were zinc and lead and some of the other sulfide minerals, but not the silver in this particular, where we intersected the vein in this setting. So, definitely, it was a major disappointment. And you know, we should have been a lot more cautious in terms of what we reported visually, and going forward, we're certainly going to be a lot more cautious on that. But having said all that, the results are, in fact, extremely positive for us in how we see the project. Now, stepping back, when we started the program, we were expecting to do about 20 holes. And we only got 10 of them done. Now, five of those holes were at the Wolf Moon, which is a brand new target that had never been drilled before. And we learned a lot about it, but we need to do more work there before we're able to go in and hit the kind of material that we saw on surface. Now, on the Mountain Boy side, we actually drilled three targets there. The main one was we wanted to get down dip on that high-grade zone, which is where the 2006 drilling hit the multi-kilo silver values. Driven largely by logistics, you know, if this is steep terrain, and finding a place where we could set up a drill pad put us about 100 meters away from where the previous drilling took place. So a fairly big step out. We actually hit the vein, but we didn't hit it in a place that it carried high values. You know, it typically in this kind of a setting, an epithermal vein kind of setting, the mineralization occurs as what we call ore shoots. There's zones within the vein that carry the high grades and other zones that don't. We hit the vein, but in a place that didn't carry the high grades. Now, the important thing that came out of this work is we now know much better than we did before what the controlling mechanism is for the mineralization. We now recognize that there's a cross-cutting vein set, and it's that second vein where it intersects the main vein, where it juiced up that vein. So with that information, we're in a much better situation now to track along the intersection of those two veins. And of course, the next round of drilling will come in a lot closer to the known mineralization. We'll take smaller step outs to work out along the vein in that area where we know there is an ore shoot. So we'll be in a much better situation to get good results early in the next round of drilling. And that drilling is going to start as soon as we possibly can this spring.
Okay, so overall here, Lawrence, three targets were tested, total of 2.5 kilometers were tested. Two of these targets, it was the first time for drilling to happen here. Doesn't sound like you're turning away from any of these areas then. So then it really comes down to the follow-up work, how you go about, I guess, repositioning the drills, taking this information that you gathered from these results, and maybe targeting, simply targeting better to hit some of these higher grade areas. What does it look like for us in terms of time frame, in terms of news flow, to get some more information out on each of these targets for another drill program?
Well, the first thing in terms of news flow is that we are also getting results in from three other projects where we carried out surface work over the past field season. So we're just putting all that together. We'll have news releases over the next 1 to 2 weeks on three other projects. So we will definitely have news flow coming imminently. And on this project, big thing is, in terms of our next stage of work, we're going to get underground. There's a very substantial amount of underground workings that were developed in the early 1900s, and they've been looked at in the past, but not in a really comprehensive manner. So we're going to, as soon as we can, and we're lining up a mining engineer and other people with underground expertise to get underground. We know the openings are open. People have been in there and they've walked around, but we want to get in and properly map it geologically, look for the structures, and being a lot closer to the high-grade vein, we're going to be able to get very valuable information that will allow us to take the incremental step outs that we need to track that high grade ore chute along the plunge of the chute. So that'll be the next phase of work.
So Lawrence, what's the company sitting on in terms of cash then to at least start up another program?
Well, we're well financed. In fact, we've got a better working capital position now than we had at the beginning of last season. We've got $3 million of working capital. Part of that is in marketable securities, but we're in a good position that we can carry out a pretty good program this year without having to raise any further money. And I think that's really important. So given what we learned from the drilling that was just completed, we're in a much better position to get the kind of results that, well, that everybody wants to see. So we'll have the underground information. We'll take smaller step outs. So part of it, in terms of locating the drill pads, we put the pad in a place where we could put it without having to blast. Well, that wasn't an ideal situation. We'll go in this year. We'll blast out a ledge where we can set up a proper drill pad, and we can drill from where we need to drill it from, to hit closer to and along the plunge of the what we now know to be the high-grade chute.
So, Lawrence, do these results in any way detract from the whole district scale or potential district size of what this deposit could be, simply because you just didn't hit what you were looking for here? So taking smaller step-outs, does that mean that this asset potentially is not as big as you first imagined?
No, that's not the case at all. The large-scale potential is still very much there. When I talk about taking smaller step-outs, it doesn't imply, or I don't mean to imply, that we're looking for a smaller target. We're just working on the reality that in an epithermal vein-type setting, there are chutes, and we need to track that chute along the plunge. And we hope to hit it with a fairly significant step out. That didn't work. And so now we're in a better position to track it. But it, you know, when you see multi-kilo silver values over multi-meters, as was demonstrated by that 2006 drill program, there's something there of real significance. And Wolf Moon, you know, 2.5 kilometers away, and then we didn't really test north along the into the Dorothy, but we're seeing the vein running up there as well. So we still have every bit as much potential, and now we have better information to track it and put us in a better position to hit the high grade ore shoots, if you will, and work going forward. So it's very much like on the other side of the ridge, the Premier District, where there's a number of deposits over multiple kilometers, and that's exactly what our target has been and absolutely remains the potential for multiple targets over multi-kilometers.
Okay, let's wrap it up here, Lawrence. Because of, well, these results and the market reaction, the market cap of this company is now down into, let's say, about $11, maybe $12 million Canadian. So the market cap is, well, it's low now for a company that does hold as much land as you do in the Golden Triangle, but clearly you need some drill results to drive the stock higher and get some attention maybe back into this stock. What do you want to leave investors or those watching the stock with to wrap us up here, understanding these results are now out and now it's all about looking forward to the next drill program?
And the next drill program absolutely will come as soon as we can in this next season. And we have 4 other projects. We'll have news coming imminently on those other projects. We have in total 400 square kilometers of mineral rights in the Golden Triangle, one of the largest property holders up there. And at this share price, a quarter of the market value of the company is supported by working capital. So we don't need to raise money. We can do a lot of work. We've got a lot of opportunities. And the American Creek project is as prospective as it always has been. And now we have better information to move into the next drill program.
All right, Lawrence, we'll wrap it up here. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Mountain Boy Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Lawrence regarding any of the plans moving forward or anything on these drill results, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Lawrence to address those in a future interview. Lawrence, I appreciate your time today. Thank you for this update.
Thank you, Corey.